As Judge Cogner had rejected my proposition that Congress was peremptorily required to call an Article 5 convention, it occurred to me that the opposite position, that Congress had the right to veto or ignore the text of the Constitution, under the political question doctrine, could be correct. Perhaps I had misread the Founder's statements in the Federalist Papers, or misinterpreted 208 Supreme Court rulings. To determine this, I submitted an amicus brief in McConnell v. FEC, 02-1634, to verify this possibility. I believe in accuracy. If I was inaccurate and had misinterpreted the Supreme Court rulings and the framers' original text, then I wanted to know it. I also realized that I needed to have my propositions reviewed by some high-paid lawyers, but I lacked the funds to pay them. So, for the purposes of a practice run, should I determine later to file a second suit and appeal it to the Supreme Court, and to find out if I was incorrect in my propositions, I assumed the position of the government in my amicus brief and filed it on behalf of the government. I extended the government's arguments to their obvious conclusion, based on Judge Cogner's rulings. Supreme Court rules require that an amicus brief can only be filed by an attorney licensed to practice before the Supreme Court. This is not true if a person files his own lawsuit, however. So, when some of the best constitutional law firms in the United States refused to attach a sticker to my brief, allowing me to file it with the Supreme Court, because of what was stated in it, I knew my original proposition, that the Constitution must be obeyed, and the government could not veto or ignore its text, was correct. Each law firm made it emphatically clear that the reason for the rejection of my amicus brief was its contents, which was no more than what the government had acknowledged and Judge Cogner had accepted in Walker v. United States, simply taken to those logical conclusions. Thanks to those law firms, I was now absolutely certain that my positions and propositions were totally correct. Basically, I got a very expensive review of my proposition from some very high-paid law firms for practically no money at all.